Blog Talk Radio.
Sonia took Garden of Gethsemane, spiritual Garden of Gethsemane. Oh, excuse me. Well, I have to wake up. Okay. Garden of Gethsemane, spiritual assembly. Okay, Blog Talk Radio. And right now, I'm going to share a clip with you.
It's a deadly disease that has taken loved ones from your life. It's ripped apart families, destroyed hopes for the future. It's the plague of our world today. And to be diagnosed with it is to be given a death sentence. It's a horrifying word that you would never want to have spoken from your lips. It's the life-destroying disease, cancer. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what if there are cures to cancer that I'm not being told? And what if there's a way to prevent it from happening altogether in the first place? If you've been asking these questions, if you want to know the truth, what you're about to find out is going to amaze you. I'm about to introduce the true solutions that are being hidden from you, buried in lies and greed. With this truth about cancer, you no longer have to live in fear. You can prevent and beat cancer without harming your body. Cancer and its harmful treatment took my father from my life. If I had known that 8 years later I would be witnessing my mother lie in that same bed of death and cancer was taking her life, I wouldn't have been able to bear it. How could this happen to my precious mother? My loving mom, who had always lived to care and bless, was now struggling for her life. As I saw her drift away, and as her heartbeat slowed, I felt my own heart being ripped out. You know, I'm not there anymore today, but for a good long time, I was angry about losing Dad. I was everyone else. I was angry that these truths were being suppressed. I was angry that people were dying. Because of the fact that the cancer industry is run by greed, really greed is part of the industry. But it didn't end there. Over the course of the next several years, five close family members were all taken from my life, all due to cancer, this barbaric treatment. I'm about to get you a gift I wish I had received a long time ago. This gift is free. It's the most valuable thing I've ever been given. It's the help I long to have in the face of the greatest tragedy I ever faced. I'm giving you the answer I long to have been given to me. Sharing this information with you is so important to me personally. It's the greatest moment of my life, not having the information on the truth about cancer. Now my greatest joy is seeing you have everything you need to know. Right now you can register for free access by entering your name and email for our first time ever 3-day live event starting October the 14th to the 16th. Truth About Cancer, Ultimate Life Symposium, featuring some of the 40 most greatest seminaries and research and experience. These doctors, scientists, and survivors are sharing new cutting edge information. Truth you're not being told. How you can and beat cancer protocols do not harm your body. For the first time ever, we are also sharing information on the truth about diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and other debilitating diseases. We will be revealing the truth you're not hearing about how these deadly can reverse. You will be able to stream live on your own home, meeting favorite world-renowned experts to share life data. The Ultimate Life Symposium, our experts will be revealing shots of new investigations of the mass chemical poisoning in America with toxic industrial waste and heavy metals, and how you can protect and rid your body from cancer-causing toxins. These respected leaders will share new insights and real information that will be broadcast to the world for the first time ever. Put aside this information in serious neglect of yourself and of those that depend on you. The reality is, in the world that we live today, you don't know vital information on cancer screen prevention and your loved ones at serious life-threatening risk. The truth is, cancer shows no mercy. Don't miss out on the information you need to save your life and the life of a loved one. Register now for this free live event coming up on October the 14th. Enter your name and your email in the box below. I look forward to meeting you.
I quickly want just to share that as a reminder. I'm going to be, hopefully I will be able to tune in on the segment when it airs live this evening. With Sister Zonia of the God of Epitome, Spiritual Assembly, Star Talk Radio. And I've been sharing with you about From Heaven's Healing. Heaven's Healing, you drink between meals. Do you drink between meals? I do drink between meals. Okay. It says, tells us that we are to stop drinking about half an hour before a meal and wait about an hour after the meal. When food eaten is washed down by liquid, the saliva juices are diluted, thus digestion less efficient. To improve digestion by thickening the lining of the stomach, it is recommended to drink 1-2 glasses of water half an hour before each meal. If digestive juices are weak, drinking 2-3 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice 20 minutes before each meal has improved it for some. Avoid salty foods. Free use of salt imposes a great burden on the kidneys, increases risk of cancer, hardens the arteries, and impedes circulation. Not hot, not cold. Cold paralysis. Cold paralyzes the stomach. Cold vitality must be drawn from the system to warm the food before digestion can take place. Colder the water, the greater the injury cost to the stomach. Cold liquids taken with meals will arrest digestion until the system has imparted sufficient warmth to the stomach to enable it to take up its work again. Keep, debilitate, creates acidity. The stomach is greatly injured by a large quantity of hot food and hot drink. Thus, the throat and digestive organs, and through them, the other organs of the body are enabled, or they are enfeebled. I'm not quite sure I understand that. I'm going to have to go back and look that up. What does that what it does, what it means. Okay. As hot as it can be swallowed, and especially taking hot drinks with or after meals, is an active cause of constipation. All right. So I can't stand it too hot at all. Really, I don't. I like to have my, if I'm drinking a hot cup of tea, you know, I just can't drink it until it's kind of warm, so that it would be easier for me to for the intake. Enjoy your food or taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him, according to Psalm. Ask if you forgive me this morning. I had to turn my oven on because it was quite chilly in here. And where I live, they haven't turned the heat on yet. So it's cold. And so I turned the oven on, and so that sets off the alarm alerting to carbon dioxide when I have the stove on or the oven on. I hope that it be silent, it's just silence for a while, for a minute, so I can get through this segment here. Okay, it says it's important that you drink, it's important that you relish what you drink. If you eat mechanically, your body will fail to receive proper nourishment. For food to be well digested, enzymes and digestible juices must be secreted in the right amount at the right time. If you are not hungry or are not enjoying the food, the digestive juices will not flow properly, thus the food will be poorly, assimilation is enhanced when we enjoy the meal. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stale ox and hatred therewith, according to Proverbs 15 and 17. I want to play a clip right now.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high. No more will we cry. Yeah. Our history that they stole. Africa is written in our souls, Africa.
Research shows that sacred frankincense oil has been significantly proven to induce death tumor cells and suppress cancer growth without harming healthy cells. Unlike what the Suma recommends, suggests, and subscribes to you, they will tell you that all of their medications and drugs come with side effects. But you do have an option, and when you know that that does not have to be your alternative, then hopefully you will make a wise decision and you will choose to take something that's not going to cause, just sort of like put a Band-Aid on the problem and cause another problem within you, but you want to get rid of whatever it is that's disturbing that's going on inside of you. Pull it out completely. I have frankincense, oil, and myrrh. And what made me decide that I wanted to get the frankincense and myrrh combination was the scripture that I had read. And the scripture was about the lady that came to the crucifixion where Christ was being crucified, and she came with frankincense and myrrh. And again, another occasion was when the wise men at the birth of Christ, they came with gifts, and frankincense and myrrh was mentioned there. And so I figure if it was a purpose, a reason why they chose that particular oil of substance to anoint the Savior with. And I recently was able to connect to that when I saw that value, the benefits in the frankincense as posted here as being revealed to us. And so I have the frankincense, and I have the frankincense and myrrh. And I, at night, I will apply that to my on the bottom of my feet, or I may even put it. It's suggested you just like put a little dab of the frankincense on the tip of your tongue. It kills those cells, and it's going to go all through your body. It kills the harmful cells, not the good cells, not the healthy cells. Chemotherapy, they can't discern which cell is which. So if you're under those type of treatments, then it's killing. It's going to not just, it can't divide or separate the cells. It's going to kill all the cells. So it's just prolonging. It's a definite death there if you don't do anything that's going to get rid of it. The cells are going to continue to grow. They're going to continue to resurface in your being. Because drugs don't cure. They mitigate symptoms, but they don't cure. So if you want to be cured, then you have to do what the Most High has given us to sustain our lives. The Decade Ultimate Health Event starts tomorrow. Are you ready? You can watch it live for free. I'm excited about that. I definitely do want to be watching that. Truth About Cancer. Don't miss Ty and Charlene Bollinger, Dr. David Yockers, Dr. Cherie Tepany, and more presenting on day one. Watch live, watch free. Events start tomorrow. As a number is not nearly as important as health, this is one lady's testimony. She says, as a number is not as nearly as important as health, you can be in poor health and be pretty miserable at 40 or 50. And that's absolutely true. If you are in good health, you can enjoy things into 80s, well into your 80s. That's written by Bob Parker. Oh, I don't eat to live, I live to eat. So I'm very careful about my intake, and you ought to be as well, what you're going to consume. On a page that I have yesterday on the Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly, I have a page that I talk a lot and share a lot about the values, benefits of health, and the consequences of going against the dietary laws that was given to us to maintain our health. And one of the things that I realized as I'm doing the research and studying myself, things are becoming more and more clear to me how the doing things adversely has been affecting us. It will continue to affect you in a negative way. Now, the animals, what came to my mind yesterday when I spoke about was if you think about the marketing of products and production of animal products, food and for your diet. Now, in order to maintain the reach their status quo, they use a chemical to promote the growth. Not only that, but I don't believe that those that are growing or caring for the stock, they're getting it prepared. The stock are eating live, like grass and all from the fields. And I don't believe that they're going to, like, hold back the sprays of chemicals, you know. And so if that's what their intake is, and you are eating that as well, if you're eating the animals. I do buy green vegetables. I like my fruit, and I make sure that I wash it. But you can rest assured, foods that being fed to those animals, that's not being washed and cleaned of all, you know, all the chemicals that have been sprayed on it, and the chemicals that they use to promote the rapid growth so they can get it out there on the market. You can rest assured that's not happening. And it's very important that you do all the time, regularly, make sure that you're detoxing. I think I shared the last segment about how I was had applied my foot pads. And when I took them off, they were black. They had turned black and showed me how all of the infections and bacteria and all that had been drained. The body, the patches drained it from my body. And I feel like I am brand new right now. I really do, since just that one occasion. So that one night, I put it on at night, and the next day I took them off, and it made a world of difference. I'm going to be back with you, hopefully and prayerfully, Wednesday at 6 a.m., Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly, Law Talk Radio. And you can follow my messages, my episodes on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, or you can just go on the link. Blog Talk Radio and scroll down until you come to Garden of Gethsemane or Ms. Zonia's Garden of Gethsemane, and you can play the archives there. So it's always being available for you. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day. And I will close out with this little skit right here. And
them class on the road that corruption gets so you would swing. gone through that door and say again.
Don't you lose your way. Material couldn't make I share. We have love and happiness, so we'll be alright. Would you let them break us apart?
No.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yes.
Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them? Would you let them break us apart?
No, no.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yes.
Would you let them break our hearts?
Yes,
would you let them? Together they can.